Social Welfare Minister Prisca Mufumira says her ministry is currently investigating the issue of human trafficking of Zimbabwean women and girls following the return of 32 of them from Kuwait, where they were abused after being promised good jobs by employment agents. The women are part of the 200 that are in that country where they were seeking greener pastures. Although the ministry has not yet finished compiling the report on the recent returnees, Mufumira urged women and girls to exercise extreme caution when seeking employment abroad.
A word of advice to young ladies looking for work in countries which they are not familiar with, to be very careful, because we've had very serious incidents of young girls who had gone to work in Kuwait and they came back reporting very serious abuse, and we are investigating to find out exactly what was happening to them.
Mufumira said her ministry, in conjunction with other organizations, would continue to work with the repatriated women and girls to ensure that they are reintegrated into their communities in a respectful way.
32 ladies had arrived over the weekend, and we expect many more to come. So the word of advice is for ladies not to venture into countries which they are not familiar with, either the culture, the language, and everything. Just be cautious.
Mufumira's ministry was handed over the 32 women and girls brought by a parliamentary delegation led by the Speaker of the House, Jacob Mudenda, who negotiated the repatriation from Kuwait following a parliamentary visit to that country.
The narrative was very sad indeed, because it actually verges on criminality by characters in Zimbabwe and here in Kuwait, who actually conned these young women with the promise of some attractive employment, only to be turned into some form of slavery with some elements of abuse. And I'm happy to say that after our discussion with the acting Prime Minister, who is also Minister of Foreign Affairs, we agreed that the 32 young women be repatriated back to Zimbabwe.
Opposition party MDCN parliamentarian Priscilla Misiairambwi Mushonga, who was part of the delegation that helped repatriate the women from Kuwait, castigated government for failing to take up its responsibility of making sure that citizens are safe and in cases that they face difficulties on foreign land are repatriated.
I am so angry with government. I think there are many things that government should have done, and I'm holding fire until I raise those things formally with government. But yeah, I think there are many things that government could have done. One, to make sure that these girls don't go and are not seen in terms of helping those girls when they were there. It is not our business as parliament to be doing repatriation. That to be forced to do that is an indication of the level of the greed that is in our government. That somebody, an individual, to fundraise and fund this is an indictment on government.
Seven agents who were part of the ring that helped recruit the women and girls were held before a Harare court a few weeks ago, but are out on bail, a situation that is infuriating some women rights groups. However, some rights groups in the country say this is not a time for playing blame games, but instead a time to put heads together and come up with a comprehensive plan of addressing the root causes of human trafficking and providing psychosocial support for those that have been repatriated. African Union Goodwill Ambassador on Early Child Marriages, Nyara Zai Gumbonjanda, also called on African governments to make situations in their countries conducive so that women and girls are not forced by circumstances to take up employment in countries that they are not familiar with and are likely to fall prey to human trafficking rings.
We need, at the very macro, big level, we need economic opportunities and employment opportunities in the country for young people and for young women. So that is very much bigger frame of the context on why people are leaving to go and look for jobs elsewhere.
One of the young girls who returned with the 32 from Kuwait, Leah Marimira, says the treatment she faced in that country at the hands of her employer was inhumane. But Marimira says she was not sexually abused and is now exploring ways of restarting her business of buying and selling.
My family, they were so happy. It's not good to be a foreign land. Foreign land is not easy.
Human trafficking is the illegal movement of people, typically for the purposes of forced labor or commercial sexual exploitation. According to the U.S. Department of State Trafficking of Persons report for 2015, 55% of trafficked people worldwide are women and girls, and 26% of trafficked persons are children. Some Zimbabwean women and girls still remain in Kuwait and other countries where they are still victims of human trafficking. But it remains to be seen what efforts government will make to ensure their safety and safe return home. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.